Oh, with this I could love. Don't need drama, I just need one word to get to you. So tell me now, do you want it? Cause these dancing feet don't cry.
Live from Maddie's Bar and Grill in New Berlin. This is Kyle Brust-Norman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. I'm Ben Brust alongside Kyle and Brad. We've squashed their beef. Can't wait to get Jason's perspective.
We squashed it. Don't speak for me.
We're working through it.
Quick shout out to Road America because, again, this is the last weekend where you have tons of opportunities all season long. But don't miss the vintage race cars taking on the iconic 4-mile road course. The Aaron's Art of Wheels Vintage Weekend is wrapping up the race season this weekend. So September 15th through the 17th, get your tickets at roadamerica.com. Come for the experience, like the family fun zone. Kids 16 and under get in free with a paying adult at the gate. It's the best. Roadamerica.com, America's National Park of Speed. We are now excited to be joined for the first time on KBN. Jason Wilde. You can follow him on Twitter, Jason J. Wilde. Read him at the State Journal. Read him at The Athletic. And also hear him on Wilde and Tausch across these very stations from 9 to noon. Welcome in to KBN, Jason.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. Kind of anticlimactic.
Oh. What's anticlimactic?
But being on the inaugural edition of KBN, but here's why. I got to be part of the soft launch yesterday on Green Bay Game Day, so now I feel like you guys, this is like I've been with you guys forever. So it doesn't feel like a new show.
Yeah, all right, that's fair. We did do a full hour together.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I've been with Jason on Sundays all the time on the weekends. I feel you, Jason.
Jason, did you know that Brad Nortman has been living rent-free in Kyle Wallace's head for the last how many years? 16 years as Brookfield Central knocked out Kyle Wallace's Whitefish Bay Dukes.
He didn't remember.
That just goes to show, though, how immemorable it was for me. It was just a small roadblock on the way to otherwise
Jason,
glory.
Jason, you're cutting the sub of the day. You can take him back.
Well, I got to be honest. In all the time I've gotten to know Brad, and I obviously, I love all three of you guys, but Brad has become a really good, not only friend, but reliable sub for my co-host who misses so much time. It's ridiculous. I never have heard him be kind of a jerk until literally right now.
It's amazing.
So congratulations.
I love it.
Well done.
Well, I felt like I got a little bit ambushed.
Once you get the competitive spirit going, it takes
the
over.
The buttons were pushed. Right buttons were pushed.
So, Jason, I do want to – we got to get out and get Relligent Hamilton going. And Madison will be on in Milwaukee from Maddie's Bar and Grill until the Homer Hour starting at 5. But Matt LaFleur at a press conference at 3 o'clock. I don't know what he said, but I just want to get your overall perspective of his demeanor and how, you know, he's sort of taken the win because it seems like, I don't know, there's a monkey off a lot of people's backs at 1265.
Yeah, I don't think he's viewing it that way, though. And I think it was really interesting because he kind of, I don't want to say he downplayed it, but he again said today it's only 1 week. I think he knows that the Bears aren't very good, frankly, and I don't say that to be mean to Jim Rutledge. I think that's just the truth. And I think after going through the film, he saw a lot of things that maybe you're able to get away with against a bad team that a better team might have capitalized on. So, you know, I think that's the way he is. It was really interesting. He talked about never getting comfortable, and that's something I've heard him talk about a lot. They're going to Atlanta this week. And I asked him, you know, you talk about not wanting your guys to ever feel comfortable or they've got the game under control. Does that come from the Super Bowl? Because he was on that staff when they were up 28-3 and the Falcons blew the 28-3 lead. And, he joked about how you had to rub the salt in the wound there. But he told another story about 2008 when he was in his first year in the NFL with the Texans. And they had a 17-point lead with 5 minutes left against Peyton Manning and the Colts, and they blew that lead. And so I think he's just kind of wired as far as, okay, yeah, we won by 18, but we could have won by more, and we could have put them away even more effectively. We can't rest on whatever we accomplished on Sunday in the opener. But you're right. He should feel really good about what they did. He should puff out his chest a little bit. He just won't. And tonight, he did admit that while they usually have Monday Night Football on in the background in their game planning meetings, he might steal an extra look or two at tonight's game with Green Bay East taking on Buffalo.
Jason, there was a lot of questions, and we had some answers yesterday on the field in Chicago. But for you personally, have your expectations for the Packers season changed at all after yesterday, from Sunday morning to Sunday evening?
It's a good question. He had them at 6 wins.
I did, yeah. And I thought it was a really impressive win. Now, I would also say this, and I know there were people that thought I should give up my job because I picked them to lose. I didn't think the Bears were that bad. I could not believe how terrible they are. And frankly, if I was Jim Rutledge and other Bears fans, I would be freaking out about the limitations that it appears Justin Fields has. I think there was a stat that he only threw 3 passes that went 10 yards in the air or more. I mean, you have to have a more diversified passing game. And that just goes to show that if they had earned the number one overall pick when Caleb Williams was coming out in the draft, I'm not sure they would have claimed to have been so sold on their current quarterback, because the Packers won that quarterback.
Play it out. Do you think they would take Bryce Young or Stroud if they could go back?
I don't know if I'd go that far, because I think those guys have some concerns and shortcomings too. I think they measured them against Justin Fields and said, you know, we feel okay about our guy. We think we can develop him. But I don't think if they had a chance at Caleb Williams, they would have said that. Again, I don't know that for certain. I know Tom Waddle, our teammate at ESPN 1000 in Chicago, has the same theory. But the bottom line is the Packers won by a colossal knockout the quarterback battle yesterday. And that's got to be difficult for Bears fans to take.
Jason, I'm excited about what you just said. And real quick here, I know we have a minute left before we have to go to drop Madison off here, but really quickly, am I overreacting thinking that this defense actually looks legit? Is that an overreaction thinking this team can actually, that defense can help carry
yes.
the Packers this year? I asked Jason, you're not Jason.
They had a really good day yesterday, but the old song about the Bears remain wholly inadequate, because I don't like to say the Bears still suck, remains true. Their offense was terrible yesterday. So let's see what they do this week against Atlanta. Let's see what they do against New Orleans. And then maybe I will tip my cap to you, my friend, and say, Kyle was ahead of the curve. They did it against the Bears, but now they're doing it against 2 other teams. I'm more convinced that they could be legit.
Well, Jason, thanks for popping on. I know you had to get to the press conference, so we look forward to having you on Mondays and Thursdays moving forward here on KBN.
All right, fellas. Take care. Be good. Congrats on the new show and the official launch.
Thank you, Jason. That is Jason Wilde. You can hear him on Wilde and Tausch from 9 to noon across these very stations. Coming up next in Madison, you're going to have Rutledge and Hamilton from 4 to 6. We move on in 2 minutes right here on 94.5 ESPN and streaming on Wisconsin On Demand.